Sue.
Item 2, a resolution by the County Executive approving an intergovernmental agreement between Milwaukee County and the City of Milwaukee for the use of the municipal courtroom in the criminal justice facility for a 25-year period from August 12, 2014 to August 13, 2039.
If you'd make introductions first.
Mr. Chairman, Paul Barger, Corporation Counsel.
Rise Colton, County Executive's Office.
Welcome.
Mr. Chairman, I was involved in some of these negotiations and agreed to discuss this in front of the committee. 25 years ago, the criminal justice facility was built. The City of Milwaukee contributed $11 million as part of the package to build that facility. Part of the contribution was an agreement that the county would provide certain facilities, including housing municipal prisoners who were in on municipal charges, and processing them and making certain facilities available. After that agreement, the county and city agreed to work together with the legislature to codify in the statutes a number of those services. The county is now obligated by statute to provide housing for municipal prisoners, to provide certain custody services, make them available for their initial appearances, and so on. And so that has proceeded for the bulk of the 25 years since the CJF was built, and continues to proceed under statute. The one point that was not covered by statutes is the municipal courtroom that's on the lobby of the first floor over there where you come in through the CJF elevators. That municipal courtroom serves both the county and the city. Because the county has to provide prisoners, municipal prisoners who are there and get them to their initial appearance, if that courtroom wasn't there, the county would be in the position of having to transport those prisoners down the street to the municipal court building. This way they can be just brought downstairs to the municipal courtroom. For that reason, the city and the county agree that it's cooperatively a good idea for the county to continue to make that courtroom available to the city. The only municipal prisoners that are housed here are those who also have state charges, so they would be here anyway. City prisoners with only municipal charges are handled through city lockups throughout the city, and it just seems like a good idea for both sides going forward that the county continue to make this courtroom available at no charge.
Burkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me start off by saying yesterday at Transportation Public Works, I was critical of a couple of groups of people. One was the media, who I didn't realize was actually here, or there was a wonderful and lengthy article in this morning's paper, so I want to say thank you to the media who is here today. I'll speak for myself, but I know that I speak for all of us. We are appreciative. I also was critical of the county executive's office, who was not down here, and yet today the chief of staff, Dr. Riza Colton, is here, so we thank you. So that said, we appreciate at least being heard. That said, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move approval on item number 2. I just want to note that in this parochialism world that we all live in, and this is something that's been done since 1988, there are times when the county and the city can work together for the benefit of the community and for the taxpayers, and this has been going on. And so maybe we can take heed in this and use this as a springboard for other cooperation in some other proposals.
Supervisor Broderick.
I simply had wanted to move approval as well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In a short, more short-winded way.
Oh, I wish I
had. Since when?
No miss. Supervisor Weishaupt.
I just had a simple question of, is there a reason why this isn't through intergovernmental versus, I understand it, the reasoning and why it's here, courtrooms, of course, judiciary, but IGR.
exempted from the? Oh, that. I'm sorry. For the referral. The question is, why is it referred? Well, right.
I don't see it that it's not also referred to IGR.
I believe it was the chairwoman's choice, but it's not technically an intergovernmental agreement under the statutes. It's not $300,000 or more, and so on. And it's with the city of Milwaukee, and those agreements do not go through the IGR process in the statutes. That may be why it was not referred there, but it was referred here. My understanding.
That, and I support what we're doing here, but I just wanted to point out that I noticed that it's sponsored by the executive. And this is one of the things under Act 14, as he just discussed a little bit. But I think it is, you know, actually unconstitutional that you have an executive that has both legislative and executive power, that he gets to sponsor legislation, yet then he, you know, is he going to veto his own stuff now? Which he has in the past, or at least Walker has. I just wanted to point that out, that, and maybe we'll see him sponsor other legislation that he claims he's waiting on the board to do. Thank you.
Okay. Motion is for adoption. Seeing no other further question or comment on the motion for adoption.
Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Thank you. Item 3.